Councilperson Metzley, would you lead us to the salute to our flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I don't know if you're all in sequence there.
It sounded a little around.
It sounded like Andrew Band, didn't it?
Who's the leader of the band here? You do?
Yeah, aren't you?
We'll orchestrate it next time.
You do realize that there's not supposed to be a pod between.
We do. We all do. We've just given up.
We changed that in committee.
I think there was about 7 different speeds going on.
It would be as much as the
melting pot of
that little pause there to get your attention.
Our city clerk is out attending to the newborn, so our assistant city clerk will take the role.
Councilmember Watson?
Present.
Councilmember Hansen?
Here.
Councilmember Olson?
Here.
Councilmember Ingram? Absent. Councilmember Metzler?
Here.
Councilmember Zimmerman?
Here.
And Councilmember Goodrich.
Okay, so Councilperson Goodrich and Ingram are on vacation. They request an absence. I'd like a motion to excuse them.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Good job. Okay, next up is public comment. This is the period for anyone in the audience to come address the council on anything you'd like, whether you like the food in the cafeteria or if your teacher said you had to go to this really silly council meeting tonight, something like that.
Pick the good one to come to.
You get extra credit.
You get extra credit. So anyone from the audience would like to address the council? Any song?
All right.
Speaking of the microphone.
Your address on your driving record.
Wait, really?
No.
You can move the mic up.
Oh, thank you.
You're
home. But I think that would do. Now,
right. Buddy Rockstar.
All right, so I'm Antonio. I was wondering, what's up with the well water? We all have. I'm pretty sure that's the...
That's a good question.
Ask the mayor.
Let's have the microphone to the public works director.
You really like the mayor.
Do you have kind of a specific question about the well water? It would be easier to address that.
Why did you guys switch to well water?
Oh, gosh, there's a number of really good reasons of why the city switched. One of the reasons is the city has, we have groundwater rights that... Is it turned on? Maybe it's not even on. Now I kind of lost my train of thought there.
Turn it on.
Water right.
Yeah. Okay.
Turn it up to 11.
Good question.
All right. So the city, we have groundwater rights that we needed to put to beneficial use, or we were at risk of losing those rights. And once you, I mean, if you have groundwater rights, they're very difficult to obtain any new ones. And so you do not, you know, you would not want to give those up. And so the city has been looking at switching to groundwater. Actually, for quite some time, they started conducting some studies probably as early as 2005, 2006, where they started taking a serious look at switching. And also, we were purchasing water from PUD, and so there's a cost associated with that, and those rates did continue to go up. So it's kind of like, owning something versus renting. And so the city, now we own those water rights and we put them to use. So there's two good reasons. Okay? Does that help?
Yeah. How long are we going to be using it?
The city, we're on groundwater rights. Forever.
Is there going to be any increase on filtration or anything like that?
We are working. Yeah.
I get that asked every day.
Right. And right now we have a study underway to look at different alternatives for water softening. And so we will have a workshop where we'll be presenting information to the city council, actually March 4th.
The very next council meeting, you could come attend that. I know that you're going to enjoy tonight so much that you can come back and hear the results on the water. Keep nodding.
Everyone gets in free.
Yeah. Right. So we'll be presenting some initial information to the city council.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah, thank you for asking.
Mr. Brown.
Tell Mr. Brown to get extra credit.
Make
all
sure
right,
you write something on it.
Yeah, make sure. Yeah. And thank you for your question.
You got two.
We're on a roll here.
You got two.
Come on.
And he has to limp up. Extra credit.
Yeah.
This doesn't matter, I guess.
Who are you?
My name is Cooper Clark. I'm a junior at Ferndale High School.
Address?
It's nice to be here. 2150 Sunrise Street. All right. You guys are going to think this is a joke, but I am dead serious when I say this. Okay? What are the chances of adding... All right. I'm just going to cut to the chase. There is one Taco Bell in Whatcom County. Okay. I'm attention. You guys are laughing, and it's funny.
No.
Kids at the high school.
About Taco.
Kids at the high school.
Yeah.
There is.
Please.
There's just one Taco Bell. The other one's
kids at the high school love Taco Bell, and if there was a Taco Bell in Ferndale, they would go there every day, and it would benefit us because it's amazing, and we love it, and I know there's space for it, but it would benefit the city because people drive on the street while those Canadians coming back. Hey, Taco Bell, let's go. You think I'm kidding, but I'm dead serious. I've wanted a Taco Bell here for a very, very long time.
Rupert Clark, future manager of Taco Bell.
Manager, he's going to own it.
Jack in the Box came in and we're just like, oh,
I would love
man.
To let our community planning director respond to you. Because he looks like he would like to.
I'm already.
I will get,
he likes yeah, Taco
Bell.
Yeah.
I will get 1,000 students to sign a petition that says, I want Taco Bell for now. I'm dead serious.
I'll sign it.
And, yeah, probably we'll have a... short-term benefit. I don't know when you're in my age. that's a private business, and so they get to decide whether they want to come to a city or not. Mm-hmm. We have reached out to a variety of businesses of all shapes and sizes, and some of them have expressed interest. We've received an application from Taco Time to come into the city, and we are in the process of reviewing their proposal. Often with those types of uses, they want to follow other bigger uses like retail, Walmart, Costco, that sort of thing. So it might be that when and if we get something like that, then we'll get something like Taco Bell.
Okay. Now, though, to take your energy, it's clearly proven that Bellingham has a Trader Joe's because Trader Joe's recognized the fact that so many people from Bellingham wrote letters or emailed them and asked them for Trader Joe's. So, restaurants listen to people who consume their products. So if all your friends probably emailed, 50 times a day, somebody might notice.
They have a Facebook page. Just go to their Facebook page and start something.
Shane, given the circumstances that there's only one in Whatcom County, I thought they'd spread their chain and develop one in Ferndale.
And we're right on the freeway. We have freeway access.
That's what I'm saying.
We're not against it.
In my case.
There you do.
I was going to just add that many times these franchises are owned by someone local. Sometimes there's corporate stores that, Burger King owns a store, and sometimes it's Bill Henry who lives somewhere.
Surprisingly,
owns a store.
The franchise in Whatcom County is owned by, this is true, Earl Bell.
Earl Bell.
I'm not making
no relationship.
Bell?
Earl
Dr.
Bell.
Bell.
So,
get it?
So this guy, Mr. Bell, owns that one, and he may, depending on how the corporate arrangement is, Mr. Bell might have the exclusive rights to Taco Bell's for maybe the greater Bellingham area, maybe the county. So getting a hold of Taco Bell directly might be good, and then maybe getting a hold of the guy who owns the other Taco Bell.
Okay. I'm going to do my best.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You get the first taco.
We're on a great roll.
Anyone else?
I have one more.
Okay, well, you're allowed to.
You only get extra credit once.
Sorry. I live by La Bounty Estates, a new little neighborhood, and they're trying to build a jail next to it. Off Slater, and I have two little sisters, and there's a whole bunch of little kids in there, and it's, right down the block, so I think that's really necessary, or what's the benefits of that, or is it just to get a lot of money out of it, or what?
No, we...
Our planning director would like to respond.
Okay. Well, right now, there has been no application filed, but what we're going to be doing and introducing to our planning commission, which is going to be in this room, they meet the second Wednesday of every month at 7 p.m., is introduced to them legislation that would change the way that we look at potential jails. Because right now, I guess a question for you would be, what would be the concern about a jail coming? And most often, it's the image of guard towers and searchlights and concertina wire and escaped convicts hiding out in ditches and things like that. And that's what our code is designed for right now. But what we're proposing to do is raise the bar a little bit to say, if there was to be a jail proposed, and jurisdictions have to allow things like that, they're called essential public facilities because unfortunately people do break the law and they have to be incarcerated somewhere. But if a jail was to come to Ferndale, that it not look and act like the traditional jails, that it look more like a college campus with all of the security that you'd expect, so that it would be a good or at least a better neighbor. So what I would say to you and your family and your neighbors is to come to those planning commission meetings and then come to the council meetings and let us know if there's a way to resolve the issues. If we can set the bar high enough, and if they meet it, then great. And if they can't, then they won't come.
But wouldn't that also affect the homeowners over there and their property value, discussing that they live next to a jail in general?
It actually tends to, and I'm not speaking from firsthand experience, but from what I've heard, the newer jails that are built according to those new designs that don't have all the older stuff, actually in some cases increase the property values because they're a much safer neighborhood than really any other place in the community. So there's really no evidence that they decrease the property values. There's a perception that they do. But again, if there were mitigation measures put forward, then it would be similar in nature to having an office building close to you. Not to minimize the concern, though. And so please have you and your neighbors come in and voice those concerns.
You can go online and you can always check our agendas, cityofferndale.org.
Thank you.
Be a big subject. Okay, anybody else?
Well, we want you to be cool.
Thank you. My name is Josh Bowman, and me and my friends, we get yelled at a lot, and we get kicked out of places a lot, and people just don't like us. And this reason is not because... Because
you're teenagers. Like,
well, that is one, but... I wouldn't say we're doing anything wrong. It's just plainly because Ferndale does not have a skate park, and it I know it hurts us, probably not as you guys as much, but I don't know. It's tough, you know, having to bounce around all over to find places to skate, and it'd be so much easier if we had one.
We've talked about it.
We agree.
I mean, we would like to have one. It's just the money.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a money issue right now. I mean, we'd all love to have a big skate park. But the last time was like 50,000, we thought, just to try and put
it in. We had 45,000 in a fund that was voted out of the fund by the city.
Yeah, most skate parks that are built today cost between $300,000 and $500,000.
But then with all the bells and whistles, you couldn't have a nice one for $100,000.
You probably could. But that's what this current state of the
we have the location. I mean, Greg and I have talked about it. We like the location. We own the land. It has... you know, plumbing for a bathroom there, and that's that. If when River Place gets developed in the soccer complex, that front part that's going to be opposite there, I mean, that's still our land all the way to the freeway.
Oh.
And if we could somehow get that whole road abandoned, then you'd have a large, wide strip with great access, electrical, lighting, ability for a bathroom.
Can the city do something like with Habitat for Humanity where everybody shows up and puts it together? Because didn't we have that problem with the city couldn't actually let someone do volunteer work on our land?
Yeah, there's some
of that.
There's some prevailing wage and also ADA regulations you have to comply with.
As long as the equipment satisfies our insurance provider, our new insurance provider for 2014, we don't know, I mean, because we haven't done that. Yeah. Our insurance provider now, they just want to inspect equipment. They inspected the rather lame equipment that we have at what we call the...
You mean our incredible skate park we have next to the river?
Yeah.
Yes.
But they inspected it, so. Yeah. Very
Both
good
rails?
Thing we talk about it all, and we what would really do it is that if you graduate from college, start an internet company, sell it for billions, and then contribute back to Ferndale.
Or if you know someone who's in the NFL who might have grown up in Ferndale, who perhaps would want to donate money for a skate park.
Michael King. Just right now.
Yeah, we've also looked at actually a covered skate park. So that way we'd be able to use it all year round.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We do want one. Money is it's the money.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you.
Yeah. No, thank you for bringing that up. Anyone else? We're started. Good job.
All right.
This is great.
This sets the record, I think.
Hi, my name is Tanvir Singh, and I wanted to talk about, like, the traffic issues, because I know Ferndale wants to keep its heritage and all that, but
there is only, like, one main road in Ferndale, and it causes a lot of, like, traffic jams and stuff, so I was wondering, do you guys, like, plan on expanding that at any time? Like,
this is a great one for one of the council members to, which, Councilmember, want to attack it? Kathy, you want
to? We're talking about, we would like to do a Thornton overpass, so you could actually get off on Portal Way and go right up Thornton, so you could go up the hill that way, which would take a lot of pressure off. You know, part of the problem is the bridge over the Nooksack. You know, it's a two-lane bridge, and there's only so much we can do, and we can't really afford a new bridge right now.
I'll take you in a different direction. Is the council up there, and when it was all seven members, was very wise and very brave last year when they, number one, allocated funds to study the intersection, decide what needs to be done, and then they voted to raise our traffic impact fees, our fees on any new establishment, any new business that comes in. They pay a fee per trip that they create. So, say, a Jack in the Box restaurants.
Or Taco Bell.
Or Taco Dome when it comes. A fee on how many trips they would generate. And we charge them a fee for that. And this council raised the fees considerably to try to bank money for the future to do more traffic improvements to Main Street. And it was not met without some controversy, but at least now we're trying to raise some money in the future that we have some money for further road improvements. The one we're working on that is actually controversial, I'll let our city manager tell you about. Because he spent so many hours talking about it.
And which one? Oh, the Bounty.
Your favorite.
The Bounty. One of the things we want to do is try to figure out how to keep our existing traffic moving as well as it can. Because it drives me nuts when I'm just stuck in traffic waiting for the light to turn green and then waiting for the cars in front of me to actually start moving. And how well a roadway or an intersection works, it's called level of service, or LOS. And if you go up to an intersection and it's green and you just drive right through and there's no problem, that's considered an LOS A. If you drive on Bakerview at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, that's LOS F. So you can kind of tell what the grading is in between. We've adopted a higher level of service than any other city in the county because we want to try to preserve our level of service. And so to do one of those things is the idea of collecting those transportation impact fees. But you have to start planning for these. So one of the things we're planning for is for a lot of roundabouts in the city. I don't know how all of you out there feel about roundabouts, but they move traffic because no one really needs to stop, you know, and wait for a light to turn. You just have to wait for the traffic. And the great thing about roundabouts is that they're the safest traffic control device known to man. People don't die in roundabouts because you're not going fast enough. But we've all seen on the TV where someone comes in and just T-bones someone else in an intersection and people die. And so that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get the best transportation system in the county and the safest transportation system in the county. Our community development director mentioned that in terms of Taco Bell, that maybe we need to wait for a Walmart or a Costco or something like that to come into town in order for Taco Bell to come. Well, that's great, but the problem is there's a lot of traffic generated by a Walmart or a Costco and even Taco Bell. But we're planning for that because if one of those big box stores lands in the city, we're already designing the roundabout now, the one in front of Hagen's, that would go in, and we're going to be hopefully putting some at the freeway, and then also down at Slater. We're talking about putting them in down there. So we're trying to plan for these things. Because we don't want the traffic to get any worse. And I know that, and this is interesting, because the only traffic you deal with is the traffic that's in front of you. So for you, the traffic in Ferndale's bad. And when people say, oh, you should see it in Seattle, well, you don't care because you don't live in Seattle. Mm-hmm. You're concerned about the Ferndale traffic, and so are we. So that's what we're trying to do. We've set it up so we hopefully we're getting the money. We're starting to design these roundabouts. The council, to their credit, has, as I said, had the highest level of service adoption in the county. And they have been faulted by developers who don't want to pay that money. They just want everything to stay the same and to build their buildings. And, you know, that's kind of capitalism at one end. But we're trying to do the best we can. So hopefully, in time, it won't get any worse and it might actually get better.
That's our hope.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good question.
Okay, anyone else?
I'm sorry. I don't want to be that guy. I'm sorry.
Guys. Don't talk about food, though. I didn't have dinner. So.
All right. Short and sweet. The roundabout by the freeway coming off, Thornton. I think that's that Thornton Road that comes out.
Second Avenue. Second Avenue.
Yeah.
The one we have now.
Mm-hmm. No. For the Portaway exit?
Yeah,
you
Portaway.
Take Portaway and you come around?
Yeah, the one that's not finished yet.
Right.
What's holing that back? Because I live right there. And I'm like, dude.
Yeah. $20 million.
When you come down Thornton?
Yeah.
And it dead ends right at the railroad tracks?
Yeah. It's literally like 15 to 20
feet. Right. It used to go through there. That crossing right there used to be open. But we closed it with BNSF, the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad. What we want to do is, as you come down Thornton Hill, we want to put a bridge that goes over the railroad tracks and comes down. Because if you've ever taken that one leg off the roundabout, it goes onto a gravel road.
Oh, I've done it.
Yeah, it goes all the way down. It goes right to the railroad tracks.
The place to park.
Yeah. Well, you probably, I don't know if you were the one dumping the refrigerators there, but anyway, that's the plan.
There's no body in it.
We built that gravel road so eventually we can build
the... Cooper Clark.
We can build the bridge that goes over the railroad tracks.
Over there.
So eventually that leg will take you right up Thornton. Okay. So that's the plan. But as Councilmember Watson said, it's about $20 million.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool. So we need you to become that computer guru.
Yeah.
You got it.
Or
the roundabout
really
we're talking about building
in front of
Hagen's there, that might be $3 million. So, I mean, these are big numbers.
Yeah.
And... $3 million is one thing. $3 million seems a lot, but that's something I think we've got to figure out how we can do it. $20 million is, oh my God.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Good job. Well done. Okay. Anyone else? No. Well done. That's the best. Great job. You all get extra credit.
Everybody.
Okay, Council. I'd entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second. Okay, moving second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Consent agenda is done. Next up is capital projects update.
Come on down.
Welcome, Katie.
Hello.
You've had a lot of competition tonight, so, you know.
I know.
Don't be pressured.
No.
I'm
going
to have it at 6:30.
Okay.
Remember last time you tried to be a comedian?
Yeah, it didn't work.
Finance guy should never make you.
Quite a long thing.
Okay, so project updates. I'll start with Thornton Road first. We're working on design. We sent out letters to the property owners adjacent to that project. I met with one property owner and have a meeting scheduled for another. We don't have quite as many as, like, say, on Main or Church, but we're working our way through that process just to kind of let them know what's coming up, whether or not we might need a temporary construction easement or not, and then letting them know what the schedule is. So that's pretty much it on Thornton. We do have a bid date. We're getting ready to go out to bid, so that's April 8th. Okay. Questions on?
That's when bids go out or bids are open?
Call for bids
on April 8th.
And you have all the money now, don't you? Because you got your grant.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Okay.
We got $800, $850.
And then we're matching with
transportation benefit dollars. Excellent. Questions of Katie per project? Any questions on Thornton? Seeing none. Okay.
Okay, next on the list, the Vista Drive pavement rehabilitation project is kind of morphed. I think the last time I gave an update, we were talking about looking at the utilities under the icing of the road. We've taken a look at our sewer line, which is in really not very good condition. It's undersized. There's bellies in it. It's separated. It's ugly. So we'll need to replace that sewer. We do have money available for that. So, again, on Vista, we're working on design. We'll be sending letters out to adjacent property owners in the next few weeks. Really, this project, the footprint of the road won't get any wider. The intent of the project is to, in addition to the sewer now, but the road basically to repave it. It won't look like a completely new road. We'll replace sections of sidewalk where we need to, ADA ramps and that sort of thing. So we'll have a new driving surface. And then I know council has asked in the past, oh, my gosh, we're going to do Thornton and Vista at the same time. And we're looking at different options now as far as how to deal with potential traffic. Well, not potential, but the traffic impacts and how we're going to deal with that, whether that's detours, closures, you know, scheduling of work, that sort of thing. So staff is taking a pretty hard look at that right now.
Any estimate of time on the VISTA?
What do you think? 3 months, 6 months?
Start time.
Oh, it'll start this summer and end this year. So.
We'll go out to bid.
Well,
start hopefully. This summer and this year.
It'll be constructed this construction season.
By school?
Yeah, we're working around that schedule. So we need to wait until school is out to start the work, and then we want to be finished before school is back in session.
Ooh, that's a big statement. Okay.
Yeah.
Short time.
Okay. I'm going to deal with traffic though after school starts
and replacing the pipe and everything else.
Wow, that's a lot of work in it.
Okay. Yeah, it's a challenge. The sewer main's fairly deep. The road's only so wide, so you know you only have so much room to work.
Do we have money for overtime, like Saturdays, occasional Saturdays, if we had to?
I can't say. We're going to look at every option. So.
We have on that one there. We have a state grant, and then we're matching with the transportation benefit.
Other questions? Questions on that one? No. Seeing none.
Church Road's next. Not a whole lot to report there. We're working with two remaining property owners to just, we have all the rights, just basically closing that out. So we're whittling away at that list. And then we're also discussing with the utility companies. We want to try to get some of that utility relocation work done ahead of time. That'll be a little bit of a challenge just because of the grade differential when you build a new road. Even if the center line of the road isn't changing much, it's getting wider and it's high on one side and low on the other. So we're dealing with the cuts and the fills. So we'll be talking with the utility companies about how we can get them to relocate their stuff ahead of time before we get there for construction, but in a way that makes sense so that we're not creating a bigger problem later.
Are we going to talk about the lights on Main? Because I know you were trying to get the LEDs to come further down, but I guess they just were so far behind. I mean, they're so
quick,
far.
Any questions on church? Okay, so go ahead. Lights.
So will you be able to get the LEDs, more of the LEDs? Because I know you were trying, but it seemed like they were on back order. The company had so much business.
On Main Street?
Yeah.
All
the new
lights.
Section, but I thought you were going to try and get some more coming toward downtown.
You know, honestly, I need to work harder at getting a price out of Intulite. I'm having a hard time getting and there's a lot of layers to that onion. Mm-hmm. Most of our street lights they're owned by Intulite, and they do all the maintenance and that sort of thing.
Okay.
The lights at the Douglas Road intersection, mm-hmm. and that's not everything to Correll, but are actually owned by the city, and then any maintenance we have to do ourselves. So I'm still asking them to come up with a price to switch them to LEDs, which would save us on electricity. Okay. But then there's the issue with, you know, ongoing maintenance. So it morphed something that seems like it's very straightforward at first. Mm-hmm. It kind of morphed into a bigger issue.
Okay.
So there's a bunch of time spent doing that. So I actually tried contacting Intulite, anticipating that to get a question about that today, and haven't heard back. So okay. They owe me an answer.
I don't know if you councils receive them, but I've received it from my office where our citizens really like the LED.
I get the same thing.
They like the look. They think it's better. They've noticed the difference. So great, great job.
Difference between night and day.
Yeah, it's great. And then so the last one I have on my list is Main Street. Anybody driven down Main Street today? You can turn right onto Church Road without being in the driving lane. So that got restriped today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And if you want to take the bus at Hendrickson Road, there's a shelter, or at the Church Road station, there's a shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
They put in a shelter at Hendrickson?
Yeah, they did. There was space, so they just jammed it.
He didn't call you?
Well, I had a conversation with him about that, but I didn't notice that there was a shelter at Hendrickson.
When I talked to him last week, I mentioned to him that it would be nice if we were made aware prior to those shelters being put in. And he said, so-and-so was supposed to do it. He passed the buck. And he said, I'll call Katie right now. And as I'm driving home, they're putting in the new shelter.
The shelter fairies were there already.
Yeah, we had a discussion about that, and it's, I mean, mostly it's the fact that we just, you know, want to have a discussion before things show up in our right-of-way in case they're in the wrong spot or, you know, that sort of thing. So, anyway, we're working it out.
They're in.
I hadn't noticed the one at Hendrickson. I noticed the one at Church.
A little narrower. It's a
smaller one. It's a little bit smaller, but it's still nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Do you have any questions on Main Street?
Any? I guess it would be totally a guesstimate as to when they can get that last.
Mark would love to. We had this discussion earlier because it relates to the weather, and Mark is an amateur soothsayer and meteorologist. For
3 days. No rain. It's going to be July 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Yeah.
By July 8th. 9th.
It's on the record now.
By or on July 8th, 9th, and 10th?
I think he's
backtracking.
No.
Is that a Saturday or a Saturday, Sunday?
I don't
know. No, that's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Right.
Very good weather always turns right on the 4th
Thank
of July.
Thank you.
Calendar.
He has spoken.
Not too far
Money
off.
Man.
He's probably right. Hopefully we'll get it done before.
As good a chance as anybody.
Are we done with the
Okay, any more questions with for Katie? Any more questions for Katie? Nope. Right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Well done.
What about the palatial police station? Are we done?
No. No. But we're getting closer to being done.
I shouldn't have coffee before.
I can't believe you've used that terminology.
Right to your face. I'm sorry.
Is that a good enough political answer? No.
Did you have something to add?
Oh yeah, I could try. You know me, I can always add anything. Yeah, we're working through it. It's we're really getting down to minor issues, but they're still issues. They can be solved fairly readily, and we still have the retainage that we're holding on to. So there's certainly a financial advantage for Colacuccio to have the folks come in and finish it. But even they are now kind of at the mercies of their subcontractors that you know have these unique skills that need to come in and either put locks on something or
we'll have fairly solid dollar amounts by the very next council meeting.
I'm thinking that we should, even though I hope this would already have happened, I think we're probably going to close it out probably within 30 days, maybe before then. I'm still feeling fairly confident about the dollars that will be perhaps left over that we could, that you will have that discussion about their disposition.
Okay. That's next council.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Actually, no, March 4th. Exactly.
The next council meeting, the agenda basically consists of the workshop and time to roll over in terms of our water situation and the quality of it, and then the discussion on library financing. So those are basically the only two subjects. I wanted to keep that open so you're not rushed. You have lots of room for debate and discussion and you become water experts at the end.
Can we put the study session on the Facebook page that we're going to be doing that study session? Because I was going to send some emails to the people that asked me about the water, but
yes, we are.
Okay.
But I wanted to have room on the main agenda that sometimes we in the past a study session runs out of time.
Okay.
And so then you can carry that over into the main agenda. So that's a night where you should come in a meeting, have enough time to have as much discussion as you'd like.
Okay.
Councilor Olson,
the study session is on. Water?
Water. Mm-hmm. I'll let Janice.
The engineer's report?
Yeah, on the alternatives analysis on the water softening. Yeah, so it's kind of the first step.
So we're not, thought we were going to have a study session on library funding, and the lady was going to come and tell us what exactly is left of matching funds and all
no,
that.
No, that will be in the regular, that will be in a regular.
Yeah, we do feel, I think, fairly confident as far as what, at least as of a couple of weeks ago, what the foundation had and still left to go for the match. And so those numbers will be forthcoming as far as where we sit and where they sit.
Last time we talked, we had a whole bunch of different numbers.
Right.
And we needed to put.
I believe we're now working off of one set of numbers.
Okay.
There should be one set.
That's always easier.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on to mayor reports. Today we had the Small Cities Caucus in conjunction with the Port of Bellingham. We had applied for a grant with the Port of Bellingham for a preliminary study of a roundabout at Slater. The grant had to have some regional significance, and so we put in for $20,000 to start some preliminary design of the northbound and roundabout, doing the round the northbound exit off Slater and Pacific Highway. And so that's certainly not as enough to do it, but as a start. Now, there was funds for every small city. We were over the budget, so just about every city but Blaine, you can put that in the record, sacrificed funds to make it work. So we sacrificed and agreed to accept $17,500, and we awarded that today. So I'm moving forward on that. I want to take a chance to brag on the police department. Is obviously Officer Grant. He's back on duty after an injury and doing a great job. He was driving down Main Street just before I was leaving for the council meeting and saw a young man riding up the sidewalk on a bicycle. Said, that bicycle looks like a description of a bicycle I just received that's stolen, pulled right over and apprehended the criminal. So we have the bike back, and then Ferndale being such the great small town it was, the mother of the owner of the bicycle was in the parking lot of the post office going, hey, that's my son's bike over there. So great, great story. And then if you read the paper, if you're going to try to steal alcohol from Hagen's, our police will apprehend you within 3 minutes of leaving the store.
There's little chips on that alcohol. You don't know. Low-jack for alcohol.
GPS. That's it for mayor reports and comments. So, but kudos to our police department. It's obviously unbelievably great leadership. Council reports and comments. Councilperson Mutchler and then Watson.
Yeah, I attended the Small Cities Mayor's Peace Summit in Powwow, or whatever you call it, on Saturday. That was probably politically incorrect,
Peace
but
Summit.
Whatever it was. And our Mayor Pro Tem Hansen did a terrific job. He was informative and concise, at times humorous. And if I was a neutral observer, I'd think Ferndale's got to be the greatest city in Whatcom County. So it's a good time.
Yay. What can I say? No comment, no. Councilperson Watson.
Ferndale Public Market is opening April 20th, and they would like to invite the mayor and council to come. And, Mayor, they're going to ask you to do the opening again with the Lummi. The Lummi will do the blessing of the Riverwalk.
Okay.
But are we still doing Ferndale Cleanup Day on the 20th?
We're doing the Primrose Trail.
Yeah. Are you gonna do, so it's just the Primrose Trail, not a whole cleanup day?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Excellent. So you're available that day? You think?
Do I get to throw a kumquat or?
You could throw whatever you want.
Roll a gourd.
I get some tomatoes.
Yes, April 20th. Got it.
Thank you, kind sir. I'll let the market manager know and she'll email you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other council reports of any kind? No. Okay. Department reports. Finance director.
Nothing.
City manager.
Two quick things. One is to let you know that even though our esteemed finance director has only been back one day, he's already saving us money. It turns out that our Public Works Trust Fund loan that we got for acquiring right-of-way up on Church Road, since our Public Works director was actually able to find more grant funding, that then increased the amount of match for that loan. So even though we took the loan out 4 years ago at 1% interest, they're going to calculate it at half of a percent of interest retroactive to the beginning of the loan. So on a $750,000 loan, it's gonna add up. So even though he's back in the saddle for a little while, he's still doing that.
Send him away again.
That's right. And I wanted to add what the mayor said as far as that small city grant that we're going to be using to come up with some conceptual designs for the roundabouts down at Slater. I just wanted to note that we asked for $20,000 from the port. We got $17,500. But one of the things that made our application strong was that the match for that, we were going to put in $10,000, and the Lummies are putting in $10,000. So we're partnering with them even at this early stage of their development out at Slater to figure out what the best solution to the traffic is out there. So good job for the mayor defending us at the Small Cities Caucus today and our finance director for continuing to save us money.
Which side of Slater? Which side of Slater, the east side or the
so, the northbound exit, because you want that's the most difficult portion is trying to tie Pacific Highway.
Where North Star Stone is.
Yeah. We're going to need to see how far our monies will stretch, because I'd love to actually kind of maybe do one, two, or three of them along there, but we're certainly going to center on that.
There are times that exit is at F at times.
Oh, yeah. You can't get at 5 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah, it's at left, yeah.
Is that exit actually in the city limits? It's not.
It's in our UGA reserve.
But it affects it because people try and go that way to get into
Thank you. Well, I guess I visited with Todd Carlson from DOT last week, and the bridges over the Nooksack on I-5, the two bridges, they're going to be painting them this summer, fall. A while back, given my experience at LeConnor, I suggested to DOT, well, what if we want to paint them orange, or for that matter, blue and gold? I found out that he said, have you ever seen a federal highways bridge painted anything other than green. Highway green? And I said, no, but darn it, we could be the first. Then I suggested, well, what if we pay for the paint? What's it going to cost to paint it? $4.6 million.
For paint?
To paint those two bridges.
Oh.
Almost solely because they have to cocoon the entire bridge, so not a single scrap of paint, either that what they scrape up or what they paint, falls down into the river. So they have a very tight window for the fishies, and they have it's $4.6 million for to paint those two bridges. No, I did ask, tell me how much the paint is, and I've yet to hear back on that.
I assume we would just say Metallica.
That's right. And if that won't work out, my hope is to maybe approach Burlington Northern and talk about maybe painting the trestle. But I wanted to, of course, leave blank and put a nice little frame around where Metallica needs to go.
Can we schedule that with Vista?
Don't write that down in a minute.
Can we schedule that with Vista and Thornton?
Oh, yeah, so we can
thoroughly pissed off by the time we get home.
Try to do it all at once.
What color paint are you lobbying?
July 8th.
Oh, at first I was thinking, if you've ever been down at LeConnor for the Rainbow Bridge, it's international orange is what the color is called. It's very common used as a primer. In fact, that's how it got that color. They painted years ago, 20 years ago. They painted it the orange primer, and the town loved it so much. And the reason why Todd told me that they were able to do that is that's a county bridge, not a state highways federal bridge. So I guess the county can paint their bridges any color they want.
That's the Golden Gate color.
Exactly, the Golden Gate color. Exactly. But I was thinking either the orange, because that's not too far out of the realm, or one blue and one gold.
Okay,
Have another paint chip.
Community development director.
I can't follow that. No.
Yeah. Why is that?
Nothing?
I know.
Deputy clerk?
Nothing.
Public works?
Nothing.
Police department? Nothing. Okay, we are going to have an executive session to discuss a real estate transaction. I estimate it to be no more than 15 minutes. In a public setting, I have one council member. You're going to...
I have to recuse myself because it's a discussion regarding...
And we will take action, hopefully.
And we will take action afterwards, so if someone wants to hang around outside for 15 minutes...
Is there anything else on the agenda besides the church and the property?
That's it.
But you're expected to hang around outside and come back.
Want to bet?
Go home, we'll call you.
You only live up the hill, you can call him.
Okay, so students will all sign your papers.